Sam Fender, 17 Going Under. Really love that song so much. Sounding good. Positively anthemic to begin the show today. And let's do a Wednesday lunchtime then. This is Hospital Radio Glamorgan, and I am Lewis Fagg, here for the next couple of hours to bring you some entertainment with your lunchtime. That's the goal of this show, and it's good to be back on the radio, actually. Wasn't here last week. Was up in West Wales in Aberystwyth having a nice kind of chillaxing staycation. There's something quite wholesome about staying in a caravan in Wales with the rain battering down, isn't it? Or not. Would have quite liked some sun, but hey, we move. Anyway, hope you've been well then. What have you been up to? If you want to get in contact with the show today, this afternoon, you can do so on our WhatsApp number, which is, guys, ready for this? Write it down, put it in your phones. It's 029-2074-3389. You can send us a voice note, send us a request if you want to hear a track on the radio this afternoon. I will endeavour to do that for you. But what has been going on in the world since we last spoke then? So, on Monday evening, so literally the other day, Gavin and Stacey finished filming Wrapped for the final time. It's obviously been filming in and around the Vale of Glamorgan since September. Crowds, throngs of hordes of people eager to have a little look at history being made, basically. 17 years then, 17 years after the first series was made, it has finally come to a close. And guys, this is it. I'm sure we've all heard now, final episode in the can for the Christmas special, which you are going to see, surprise, surprise, on Christmas Day. Can't wait for that, to see the final result. Hope it ends on a good way. I hope there's not another cliffhanger, because we are not accepting that this time. Also, last night, the rapper called Lemfrek, he won the Welsh Music Prize down at the Millennium Centre last night. I think it's kind of a little bit akin to the Mercury Prize, which happens in England for Album of the Year. This is the Welsh equivalent. So he's a rapper from Newport, is Lemfrek. If you haven't heard of him, I'm going to play a song from him later on as well. And surprise, this is generally a surprise, I don't really know this artist much as well, so we're going to play a song from him a little later on. He won for his second album called Blood, Sweat and Fears. Yeah, see what he did there? Like that. Not tears, fears. And he's netted £10,000 in the process. Not bad, eh, for making music. Elsewhere then, it really is autumn, because I saw this on the drive to work this morning and it made me kind of aghast and also chuckle at the same time. So pumpkin spice has probably by now infiltrated your coffee, maybe some candles, some homeware perhaps. Now, this is not fake news, this is real. You can now get your car washed with pumpkin spice. There's a popular car washing company that's now offering the triple foam wash, which promises an autumnal adventure for your senses. For real. So I know what I'm going to be doing this afternoon. So there we are. That's what's been going on in cultural news lately. Want to hear from you, though. Like I said, get in contact with us on the WhatsApp number, or you can also tweet at Radio Glamorgan. Or if you're going past the studio today, make yourself known. Arthur Dodger, Melanie Blatt, 24/7. Going to play a bit of Queen for Dan after a bit of the weekend. This is a new one. It's called Dancing in the Flames. Don't do that at home, by the way. Got another 35 minutes of brilliant music, and this is another bit of the new variety. This is a fantastic track from Vera. She's a singer-songwriter, 21 years old, from Canada, and this one is called Rose Garden.
Have someone for me.
Yes. Yes to both of them. So good. Confirmed. I really love that Sophie Ellis Bextor song, isn't it? That electric guitar in the middle eight, so good. And also then, another distinctive pop queen, Kylie. You must have known that from her voice. And that is so good, isn't it? That's from her brand new album called Tension 2, the follow-up to, you guessed it, Tension. And that's looking set to score her another number one album. So you're listening to us on the 23rd of October. And if you are partaking in Stoptober, you will know that it's nearly the end goal. Stoptober happens every October with the aim to quit smoking for the whole of October. And I hope you are coping well. I hope it's going well for you if you've been taking part this month. Because if you quit for the whole of October, you can quit for life. That's been proven. And also, I wanted to mention today, and this is relevant, I feel, for being in a hospital. Today, did not know this, but today is National Croc Day, as in the footwear. Crocs, which you would probably never see me wearing, I'm not going to lie. But anyway, today is a day for celebration. Now, I think Crocs are quite important to hospitals, because you see loads of doctors and nurses wearing them, don't you? Because obviously they're easy and clean to maintain thanks to their water-resistant properties. Thanks, Crocs. So if you are a doctor or a nurse, maybe your Crocs are falling apart a little bit today from all the steps you've been doing down the corridors. Treat yourself to a new pair. Today's the perfect day. It's National Croc Day today. This is me, Lewis, bringing you all of the latest news that you absolutely need to know.